a lot of my songs are, I suppose, influenced by the spirituality of our tradition. Some of the songs were actually in Irish as well.
Would you actually see that a lot of these songs, people would take them away perhaps and use them as maybe meditation? And I know some of the letters you've got from people have indicated that.
Yeah, I think that the songs really are my way of expressing how I see life today. You know, they're not songs about preaching, and, you know, because I think God is a huge concept. You know, sometimes we narrow God down into a Sunday liturgy or into the prayers that we say, but God is so much bigger than that. God is the energy and the spirit that gives life to all our experiences every day. And so because of that, I wanted to, you know, maybe write songs about the various people I've met, about the experience or the situations that I found myself in or others have found themselves in. One of the things that gives me heart, because sometimes, you know, like everybody else, you can become disheartened, you can have bad days, and traveling can be terrible, and you wonder where the next song is going to come out of. But then you meet people, or you get letters back. We get constant letters from people who, you know, who have been moved in some way. And when I say moved, I mean also moved from a place sometimes of despair into a place of more hope, or a place of, you know, discomfort into a place of calm, you know, or a place of questioning into some way, a place of resolution. And so that helps, you know. I mean, maybe to give specific examples, there was one chap that I was working with who was a lighting rigger on the last tour that I did in the States. And I knew from him that he had a very difficult situation. He was an autistic little boy, and, you know, totally out of, you know, the blue, this had happened. And, you know, I think their life had been very calm and quiet before this, and suddenly this huge upheaval. And he had done, I think, 20 world tours with various big artists. He's a very good lighting designer. And this was the tour that in some way became the catalyst for him to try and, you know, in some way to find calm in his life and to, you know, I suppose ask the deeper questions and to in some way see, well, how can I, you know, look at life in a different way? I was very moved by that, you know.
You talked there about sometimes not knowing where the next song is coming from. And do you pray about it? Do you use maybe the people that you meet or the circumstances? How does it come about?
I certainly would pray, yeah, I do. Because in lots of situations, in the music that I write, you know, I like to think that there is a purpose in the song, and that for some reason it might touch or help or heal, or, you know, and not to be arrogant about that, but that in some way there might be a reason for writing. So you want to write the best song, and you want the grace of God to work through the song. You know, like today, this might sound, well, it's me, and I have no problem saying it, but because from today on the album is out and the DVD is out, I will pray every day that, you know, that it will touch people in some way. And I think that's the power of God and the grace of God. And all you can do is pray. I mean, it's up to the Lord. If it doesn't happen, well, then it's not meant to.
Is it difficult sometimes to maintain that momentum of prayer when you're so much on the road?
I try to find a place and a time every day. It's funny, you know, when I go to a lot of the concerts in Ireland, I travel on my own. And I find that when I'm coming home, I don't listen to anything. I just have the silence in the car. Sometimes you've got 2-3 hours to drive. I find it a very good time as well. But it sustains me. And I think it allows me to ask the deeper questions as well. If I didn't ask those, then I think I would dry up, you know. And you've got to be feeding your mind as well. I mean, I read a lot of poetry. I like reading a lot as well, because you have to feed yourself to see where it's going to come from.
Now, you would meet a huge variety of people at your concerts. When you're talking to them, what do you find are their greatest needs?
One of the things I found here, which is interesting, on the last tour I did here as well, that I was amazed at the number of people who are suffering from cancer who come. And in one sense, you can understand it. You can say that, you know, people want, you know, courage and hope and consolation. You know, on the other side, I was amazed by it because of the incidence was so high, you know, and there but for the grace of God. So, you know, so you're constantly in touch with people in vulnerability. That's the one thing I find. And that's the thing that drives me on, because you're always looking for something better to offer. You're always looking for something more beautiful. You're always looking for something more encouraging. One thing I'd say is that because I suppose I've been a priest that sometimes when you meet other people who work in these in the industry, you know, they'll be open with you as well. And, you know, it's a challenging life, you know. There's a lot of loneliness out there as well. And
is the support you get from your bishop and priests important?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that you couldn't, I couldn't do it without their support. And I've been very lucky, and I've enjoyed the support of the bishops that I've had who've been here, you know, and I'm very grateful for that, because I think that if people don't share your vision, well, then you become even more isolated, and it's difficult to work out of a vacuum. And at the same time, you know, I'm sure it's not easy sometimes as well to allow people the freedom that they want to have or need to have, particularly when there's other work to be done, you know. But I think so far, I mean, I think that for me anyway, I think I feel in some way that I'm making a contribution, and I hope that I can continue to do that, you know, which is important to me.